Mr. Bont, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Good morning.
The World Bank is allocating $8 million in an agreement with FAO. How will the funds be used to support the current crisis facing the agricultural sector in the Central African Republic?
This $8 million is coming from a major program of $20 million with WFP and FAO as the main partner for the implementation of the project. So the FAO part is to relaunch the agriculture sector for the people that have been affected by the conflict and have been displaced in the different prefectures that we have in the northern side of the country. So basically, in total, there will be 28,000 families that will benefit from different types of activities. The immediate activity, the immediate response that we will provide in terms of basic agriculture kits means around 25 cases of crop seeds like rice, groundnut, and maize. And most of these seeds now currently they have to be procured from Cameroon because of quality and availability reasons. It's not available in CAR. And they will also receive some vegetable seeds to produce not only during the planting season, but also after the planting season. So that's, let's say, the immediate response that we are going to give to the families.
And what does the longer-term plan include?
Okay, in this project, we have different results. And the second result is a bit longer-term perspective. And there we try to consolidate or to build the resilience of farmer groups and women association in particular, with two main activities. One is to produce quality seeds to make sure that for the next planting season, we can procure the seeds in Central Africa Republic instead of buying outside. So the first one is agri-multiplicator producers, and the second group of people is the women association. And with them, we will also either produce seeds or produce food. And part of the food will be procured by WFP to feed the children during the school feeding program. Now, with the money that we will use to buy the seeds or to buy the food of this women association, they will have to invest more or less 50% of that amount into their saving and loan schemes that they are managing at community level, what they call here the tontine. So like this, the money will remain within the groups, within the families, and with the small loans that they will give to each other, they can generate more money, and not only money at the harvest period, but even between the planting and the harvest, and even after. So like this, we can, let's say, stabilize the incomes throughout the year, and they will not depend or rely only on the harvest that happened between September and November. So that's the way we try to build the resilience with them. One, on a technical level to produce food. Secondly, on financial with the saving and loan schemes at community level. And third, we would like to work on a social aspect. The social aspect is to improve the governance of these women groups. Secondly, it's also to train them on nutrition surveillance because there's still a risk of malnutrition in the country because of this shortage of food and hygiene conditions. And the last aspect in the social component is the integration of the vulnerable people. And our dream is to see women groups that can integrate or include new women from the other religion. And showing that through the women association, we can again go back and working together between the two communities.
What will this support mean for the farmers specifically?
We did a joint assessment with the different UN agencies called the MIRA. And it reveals that 94% of the people that have been interviewed, they confirmed that there is no seeds at the community level, at the family level. The reason is they had to displace themselves in the middle of last year agriculture season. And then they were not able to produce food and to keep some seeds for the next planting season. So what we are providing now, it's vital. It's like food. If we don't give the seeds this planting season, that means in 6 months' time, they will have no food, and then WFP will have to come with quite costly operation, provide food to, let's say, 1 or 2 million people, which is almost impossible. So it's really crucial, vital, and critical to give the seeds now, and that makes their life really easier in terms of accessibility to food, but also to dignity, because like this, they will not depend on external assistance. They will go back to a normal life, to produce their own food, to get their own incomes from their work. And also, if you make the people working, they will start to forget all these tensions that they have in the community. That's also an important aspect, the social impact on the relations between the communities.
Mr. Bont, thank you for joining me.
Okay, thank you.